Paul Allen and Pete Bursich, Vikings game plan continues. Monday Night Football against the winless Giants. We are going to take a look at some adversarial film, courtesy of the Menards Film Room. Giants are winless. With the way things are operating, really negatively for the Vikings defensively, Eli Manning, 15 interceptions, worst in the NFL. Does this look like the kind of game that maybe Eli can get right?
Well, that's the question that you have. I mean, we have seven interceptions as a defensive backfield, none by the corners, and what we're going to see is that's the position that's been giving them problems. If he has time in the pocket, like most good quarterbacks, he can get things done. But when he doesn't have a clear vision, or when he expects something to be there, or where there's a miscommunication, that's when disaster happens. And, unfortunately for Eli, it's been happening too often.
Former coach and player and analyst on the Vikings Radio Network, Pete Bursich of the Menards Film Room.
Just after the opening kickoff, 14:38 to go in the first quarter, and you wonder how long it takes for the Giants, for things to go badly for the Giants. But as you see, the Bears, a lot of guys up on the line of scrimmage trying to get a different look to Eli Manning. And this is what goes wrong with Eli. As you can see, pressure off the edge, up on top, they send the nickel. He knows that ball has to get out. He gets it out a little bit too early. And Zach Bowman's there just to pick it off. So we know how these Chicago corners are. They read routes. They anticipate. They know when that ball has to be where it needs to be.
That's former Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning throwing it right to former Viking Zach Bowman. How does that happen?
Yeah, that's exactly it. But when you have free rushes to the quarterback, Eli is just trying to get rid of that football. And again, these corners for the Bears are unbelievable at timing those things up. Now, one of the other things that you're going to notice is that Bears had the ball about first and 10 from their own 10-yard line. Nothing on the board.
Yeah.
So, the Giants defense, as rough as it is, isn't totally brutal. But this is the difference that Brandon Jacobs brings. You see him backed up first and four. Brandon Jacobs, a tailback. Neat little running play in the back, and we'll see a good end zone shot of it. But just watch how he finishes the play right there. Boom. Oh. Chris Conte tries to bring him down. That's a contact happening at the 15, and then he brings it down to about the 20. So when he's falling forward for 3 or 4 yards, and then you see this, he gets up and lets Chris Conte know all about it right there. Boom, right? That's the kind of attitude that this team needs. Now, this is a very familiar style of running play that we've seen. The tight end in motion 83, he bends back. They're trying to get the Bears' defense to flow to their left, and then Brandon Jacobs is going to cut it back to the right. But watch this cut right here. He sees
Lance Briggs.
Right, he sees Lance Briggs jump outside, and boom, now it's daylight. He sees Chris Conte. He knows in space he's not going to run around anybody that size, so he just decides to put the shoulder down and run him over. So that is what gives Eli Manning and this Giant offense a little room to breathe. Now, again, Eli Manning, he's been a Super Bowl MVP. When he has time, watch how nice his pocket opens up. Bears are only rushing three. He has time. He sees the hole open up, and boom, he can deliver it to it. Now, a lot of dangerous wide receivers for this team, a very talented, not just Randall, but Cruz. It's a very, very talented wide receiver group, so you have to be very careful with it. Now, again, another miscommunication up top between, I think it was Victor Cruz and Eli Manning. Eli Manning knows that they're in three deep. He sees the center, or he sees the middle of the field closed, so he knows he has one-on-one on the outside. He's expecting his receiver to run the corner off, come back, and then he's going to deliver the ball right on time.
Oh.
But the receiver has other plans.
Oh.
So Jennings with the interception, and he takes it all the way back for a touchdown. Defensively, very aggressive, not a great linebacking core, a lot of man-to-man up front, expect to see a lot of these kinds of routes, quick hitting hitches up inside. Not a great tackling bunch. You'll see fullback Fiametta catches the ball in space, two giant defenders there to make the play.
Wow.
Whoop! That's an extra additional 25 yards after catch. You have two guys there to corral him underneath, two linebackers underneath. All you got to do is it's like a special teams play. Right there, boom, together. That's a 3-4 yard gain. Two guys miss, trip over each other, and then boom, you have another 20 some yards. So defensively, very aggressive unit, multiple fronts, a lot of man to man. It hurts them in the running game, but I think they're going to be aggressive against us, and we just got to stop Jacobs.